This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined today by a special guest, Mr. Michael Hollingsworth, who is running to represent the 35th District in Brooklyn. Good to have you here with us today, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Pearl, and hello to all of your listeners as well.
Okay, so tell us, why have you decided to represent the City Council District number 35?
Ms. Pearl, I'm running because, like a lot of other people who live in this district, I'm someone who's born and raised here. You know, I'm tired of the conditions of our neighborhood. I would like to become numb and comfortable with seeing, you know, Black folks that they claim to love so much live in such bad conditions. I particularly got started around doing work, advocacy work, back in 2016. And that's the work I've been doing for the past 5 years as a volunteer, mainly with the Crown Heights Tenant Union. For folks who don't know, the Crown Heights Tenant Union is an organization that was founded in 2013 by sort of long-term, mostly Black women and new arrivals in the neighborhood to basically combat a lot of the issues that we were seeing in the neighborhood in terms of landlord harassment, folks being bought out, displaced, harassed. That's the work I've been proud to do for the past 5+ years. When we talk to most people who live in this district, housing is their number one issue. The lack of affordable, truly affordable housing. And that's the main issue I want to champion in City Council. But then I also want to talk about other issues that affect the Black community specifically. And, you know, that includes issues of education, the environment, and definitely policing and criminal justice. Those are the main four ones. But then, you know, there's so many issues that I'm sure your listeners are aware. You know, we also have issues of healthcare and economic opportunity as well. There are no jobs. So there's a lot of issues to tackle. And I think it's time to have someone represent us in City Council that, you know, actually comes from the neighborhood, who is not politically connected, and truly fight for folks who haven't had a voice for a long time.
Unofficially, you've been doing the work for the past few years.
Yes, as a member of the Crown Heights Tenant Union, Rent Justice Coalition, Housing Justice Coalition, these are all groups to fight for tenant rights and to strengthen tenant protections, not just in the city, but in the entire state as well. You know, this is a city where 2/3 of the people who live here are renters, tenants. And I think people forget that sometimes, that we are the majority of people who live here. And, you know, someone needs to speak up for us and fight for, you know, to keep us safe and protected in our homes. And that's the work I've been proud to be a part of, to volunteer the past 5 years.
Okay, so we understand why you are running. Just tell us a little bit about who is Michael Hollingsworth, the person, the individual.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, it always starts with our parents, right? So, you know, my mom is, you know, from Alabama. My dad is from Georgetown, Guyana. Both moved to New York City in sort of the late 60s. You know, I was born originally in the Clinton Hill area of the district. I lived there for a few years, and then we moved to Crown Heights, and that's where I still live today. That's where I, you know, lived the bulk of my life, is here in Crown Heights. A few years, like I said, in Clinton Hill in the beginning. And yeah, you know, the neighborhood in the 80s and 90s, for folks who don't know, this is one of the historically redlined neighborhoods in New York City. And for folks who don't know what that means, it's one point in time the government basically decided, it basically, you know, took out a map and drew areas where Black people could live, and then those areas were subsequently disinvested in. So the neighborhood, you know, my entire life has been majority either Black American are West Indian, and I come from, you know, a little bit of both. Like I said, my dad's from Guyana, my mom's from Alabama, and that has been the neighborhood, you know, for the bulk of my life. That's where I went to school, lived, and so I was brought up and raised in that environment. Obviously, these days, you know, our neighborhoods are a little different now. But yeah, so that's, you know, that's how I grew up. Grew up with four brothers, one sister. You know, there used to be a sense of community. You know, we used to have block parties. You know, my dad used to take us to the Labor Day parade every September. You know, you could hang out in the front of the building, and you know, if your parents weren't there, you know, the neighbor would be there to watch you. If you got in trouble, when I tell the story, people don't believe it. But you know, there used to be a time when, you know, if I was outside playing and I got in trouble or I did something wrong, like my neighbor could pull me aside and discipline me. My parents would be okay with that. That was the sense of sort of community, right? You looked out for each other. Everybody's a mister, or, you know, the way I was raised, you know, your elders, everyone is a mister and a missus. You know, it wasn't perfect. Obviously, this was during Reaganomics, and we know what that was like for black people. And then, you know, during the 90s, the crack epidemic did what it did. Families, you know, we still found a way to make the neighborhood feel like a community. You know, unfortunately, we've lost some of that these days. It's a lot more transient too often. You can't, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to, you know, to find someone who's willing to discipline a friend's, you know, kid for doing something wrong.
I remember that time because I remembered also if you went home and complained, you would get a dose of discipline again. Take what you got from the neighbor and you go home quietly. So tell us, you know, how can someone support your candidacy, whether it's by volunteering or donating? How can they contact you?
Right. So thank you. So yes, you can go to m4bk.com. So that's the letter M, the number 4, and then the letter B and the letter K.com. And you can find out all the information. You know, I would, there's a bio on there. I would tell people to, you know, take a look at that and read up. Mm-hmm. You know, just don't take what I've said, you know, in this interview by itself, but actually, you know, read it. If you like what I have to say, then absolutely. There's also a volunteer tab on the website. You know, you can sign up and join the team. I've been humbled by the amount of support that we've received so far from people, and the message is connecting. You know, what we're finding out is that people don't want more of the same. They're looking for a different kind of candidate, somebody who isn't, you know, politically polished, but comes from where they come from and, you know, has lived the experiences of our neighborhoods. And so it's been resonating with people. And yes, I would say, you know, visit m4bk.com, you know, read up, and we'd be happy if you want to join and help us, you know, petition, canvas, more like good stuff, and help us win in June.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hollingsworth. We thank you for taking the time, and we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you, Ms. Furrow. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Have a good day.
You take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.